One year ago this week, supporters of former President Donald Trump attacked the U.S. Capitol building and tried to overturn a Democratic election.
12 months later, a new NPR Ipsos poll finds that nearly two-thirds of Americans believe U.S. democracy is, quote, in crisis and at risk of failing, but not for the same reasons.
This idea that U.S. democracy is in crisis, I mean, the poll found that it's a sentiment held by Democrats and Republicans, right?
Right. I mean, the majority of Americans agree across the board, regardless of partisanship. Overall, 64% of poll respondents say U.S. democracy is in crisis. But this sentiment is really strongest among Republicans. A big percentage of Republicans agree with the false claim that there was significant fraud in the 2020 election. Here's Mallory Newell. She is a vice president at Ipsos, which conducted the poll.
It is Republicans that are driving this belief that there was major fraudulent voting and it changed the results in the election. And fewer than half of Republicans are willing to accept the results of the 2020 presidential election.
That last number, that fewer than half of Republicans say they're willing to accept the results, is pretty much unchanged from last January. In fact, it's actually down a little bit. Almost two-thirds of all poll respondents agree that democracy is more at risk now than it was one year ago. Among Republicans, that number climbs to 4 out of 5.
NPR did some follow-up interviews with poll respondents. What did you hear from that?
Well, the answers differed, you know, sharply, depending on whether you're talking to Democrats or Republicans. Two-thirds of Republicans in the survey agree with the false claim that, quote, voter fraud helped Joe Biden win the 2020 election, which is a key pillar of the so-called big lie that the election was stolen from former President Trump. This has been thoroughly disproven, but many Republicans are simply not persuaded. I mean, we talked to Stephen Weber from Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
I think the Democrats rigged the election because I saw how all of a sudden the numbers changed at like 3 a.m. And who the hell would vote for Biden?
81 million people voted for Biden compared to about 74 million for Trump. But Weber says he doesn't trust mail-in voting or Democrats, and he still believes that the election was stolen. Clearly, a lot of Republicans feel that way, too.
So Democrats also believe that America's democracy is fragile, but for very different reasons, right?
Right. Democrats are also dismayed about the state of democracy, but they voice concern about the voting restrictions that have been passed by a number of Republican-controlled state legislatures this year. You know, and they're struggling to make sense of this persistent belief in the fiction that President Trump won re-election. Here's Susan Leonard from Lyme, New Hampshire.
It's like a group mental illness is hit these people. I can't even wrap my head around it. I cannot believe this is happening in our country. I am scared.
Here we are, almost to the day, a year since the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol. I mean, Joel, did the poll address the events of January 6th? Is there any agreement among respondents about what happened that day?
Yeah, we did ask about it, and the results are, you know, all over the place. No one thinks it was a reasonable protest, pretty much. But beyond that, Americans really cannot agree on what it was. More than half of Democrats call it, quote, an attempted coup or insurrection, unquote. Republicans are much more likely to call it a, quote, riot that got out of control, unquote. And a pretty significant number of Republicans, almost a third, told us it was actually carried out by, quote, opponents of Donald Trump, including Antifa and government agents, unquote, which is a baseless conspiracy theory that has been debunked.